Morning and Evening by Charles Spurgeon, evening of November 1st. It knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Matthew 24, verse 39. Universal was the doom, neither rich nor poor escaped, the learned and the illiterate, the admired and the abhorred, the religious and the profane, the young and the old, all sink in one common ruin. Some had doubtless ridiculed the patriarch, where now their merry jests. Others had threatened him for his ill, which they counted madness, where now their boastings and hard speeches. The critic who judged the old man's work is drowned in the same sea which covers his sneering companions. Those who spoke patronizingly of the good man's fidelity to his convictions but did not share in them have sunk to rise no more, and the workers who for pay helped to build the wondrous ark are also lost. The flood swept them all away and made no single exception. Even so, out of Christ, final destruction is sure to every man or woman born. No rank, possession or character shall suffice to save a single soul who has not believed in the Lord Jesus. My soul, behold this widespread judgment, and tremble at it. How marvelous the general apathy! They were all eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, till the awful morning dawned. There was not one wise man upon earth out of the ark. Folly duped the whole race, folly as to self-preservation, the most foolish of all follies, folly in doubting the most true God, the most malignant of fooleries. Strange, my soul, is it not? How men are negligent of their souls till grace gives them reason, then they leave their madness and act like rational beings. But not till then. All blessed be God were safe in the ark. No ruin entered there. From the huge elephant down to the tiny mouse, all were safe. The timid rabbit was equally secure with the courageous lion. The helpless coney is safe as the laborious ox. All are safe in Jesus. My soul, art thou in him? Morning and Evening by Charles Spurgeon. For the morning of November 1st, the church, in thy house. Philemon 2. Is there a church in this house? Her parents, children, friends, servants, all members of it, or are some still unconverted? Let us pause here, and let the question go round, am I a member of the church in this house? How would father's heart leap for joy and mother's eyes fill with holy tears if, from the eldest to the youngest, all were saved? Let us pray for this great mercy until the Lord shall grant it to us. Probably it had been the dearest object to Philemon's desires to have all of his household saved, but it was not at first granted him in its fullness. He had a wicked servant, Onesimus, who, having wronged him, ran away from his service. His master's prayers followed him, and at last, as God would have it, Onesimus was led to hear Paul preach. His heart was touched, and he returned to Philemon not only to be a faithful servant, but a brother beloved, adding another member to the church in Philemon's house. Is there an unconverted servant or child absent this morning? Make special supplication that such may on their return to their home gladden all hearts with good news of what grace has done. Is there one present? Let him partake in the same earnest entreaty. If there be such a church in our house, let us order it well, and let all act as in the sight of God. Let us move in the common affairs of life with studied holiness, diligence, kindness, and integrity. More is expected of a church than of an ordinary household. Family worship must, in such a case, be more devout and hearty. Internal love must be warm and unbroken. And external conduct must be more sanctified and Christ-like. We need not fear that the smallest of our number will put us out of the list of churches. For the Holy Spirit is here and rolled a family church in the inspired Book of Remembrance. As a church, let us now draw near to the great head of the one church universal, and let us beseech him to give us grace to shine before men to the glory of his name.